Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Back at the mansion, Descartes arrives, and it is a one-on-one for Natalie. Says, wear your best dress, and I'll do the rest. So the next day, Jason shows up for his day with Natalie, and homegirl is taking forever to get ready.
And she comes down the stairs looking just as regular as I do right now. Regular.
She was wearing a basic-ass, just black tube dress.
Yep.
Bronzed beyond belief.
Jeez.
Nothing special. So what were you doing upstairs? That
hair
time?
Pin straight. Not a roller, not a curl, not a bend, not a wand. Nothing. She didn't plug nothing in, okay? Just woke up, fluffed it out, and then that's it.
I
don't understand.
20 years to get ready.
To get ready? How? Wow. What was she even doing?
No idea. Putting on bronzer. Reapplying over and over. That's it. It's the only thing I could see that took time. Oh, my God.
And so, I'm a girl who gets ready. You know I could take a solid 2 hours to get ready if
can,
I really
but
put
you
it.
You come out looking like...
looking like something.
Looking like straight something. She took double the amount of time and came down looking basic as hell. So she finally comes down and Jason surprises her with this whole like literal million dollar necklace and bracelet.
Mm-hmm.
That she got to wear, and she was like loving life. She's very materialistic. The girls have been saying this.
Yep.
Very much into fashion, beauty, glam, all that stuff, but just like the finer things, I guess. Like this shit impresses her a lot. The girls see this and they're tight because they're like, shit, this is the start of the date. What the fuck else are they about to do on this date?
Yep.
So their first stop, they head to an airport and they take a private jet to Vegas.
That was cool though.
Then they arrive in Vegas and immediately hop off the plane into a helicopter.
Yeah.
Now this is way too much.
It's a lot.
It's a lot.
Oh my God.
I want to see Vegas. I don't want to be hopping up and down off aircrafts.
No. No. Oh my God. Especially, I think she's never been or something.
Oh, is that what she said?
I don't know. She said something. I've never seen the wedding chapels or something. Some shit like that.
Oh, wow. She lives in Vegas. She looks like she's a weekend party girl all up at Vegas. That's what she looked like, but maybe, yeah. Maybe she hadn't been. But yeah, they finally get off the second aircraft and finally get down on ground and riding around in a limo, head to this restaurant. And you can just tell Natalie's just beaming. She wants this life so bad.
So, but she got the taste and she's chasing the high.
She's chasing that high.
She is chasing this life for the rest, forever. Yep. This is what she wants.
Yep. She aspires to be a trophy for somebody. It don't even matter if it's Jason. It don't matter. She wants to be that eye candy that somebody can hit their arm and get to experience the finer things. But you can put in any guy into that place.
Any guy with money,
Any guy with money.
I think she's not putting into perspective that this is not the life that they're going to be living.
No,
girl.
This is not Jason's life.
No.
At all.
Yeah, I don't know.
So going into the little dinner date, Jason flat out is like, he needs to know if she has like a deeper side. Because she's attractive and all, but that ain't enough. And so they're sitting down and Natalie's like, you know, I've always been the cute, sporty girl who just loves clothes.
I don't under how. Have you ever met that girl? I don't know that girl.
Cute, sporty girl who loves who clothes loves and clothes? Nothing else. It's like, what else?
I said, what else? I've That's never how met. How she
described herself.
Yeah.
What's sad?
Very.
Yeah.
And also so contradictory. I feel like she's putting in sports because he's a man.
Yeah, yeah.
You know?
Because like, she doesn't look like the sporty type. I mean, or really seem to talk about it. Or yeah. What sports even. What? Yeah.
Oh, girl.
She don't know either. She has no clue. And so Jason's kind of looking at her like, okay, and what else?
Yeah, right.
And then she goes off on this whole thing talking about she loves bears.
Her bear, and they wrote up in the newspaper in her town when she lost the bear at the general store or whatever the fuck. Girl, ain't nobody care. And then she literally trailed off into her own story and was like, what were we talking about? Like, girl, what? What did you take before you got on the flight?
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. Mm-hmm. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. Mm. What about you?
Yeah. I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which, you know, is very important to me.
Uh-huh.
But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. Mm-hmm. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
Mm-hmm. It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge. Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helped me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
That's so true. She went off on a whole tangent, then came back and was like, wait, what was your question?
Got lost in her own story.
Story about nothing.
Oh, Natalie. Oh, God.
I can't. Oh, God. Oh, my God. And so Jason, he's really pressing her. He's like, starts pressing her about date. Like, what's your dating, settling down, like philosophy, like tell me something. And she's like, you know, I thought I was ready to settle down. You know, now I just want to get everything out of my system. Like, I want to get everything out of me right now. Which.
That's not the right answer.
That was not the, no. That was the wrong answer.
That's the wrong answer, girl. This man has a 4-year-old. He's not trying to get rid of nothing.
No, or be with anyone who's in a moment of trying to get things out their system. Like,
right. Yeah.
Oh, God. So he presses her, what about me? I'm divorced with a kid. And she goes on claiming she has a deep love for children. And, you know, I don't really want to just go out and party all the time. And nobody is convinced here. Jason is not convinced.
No one. No one.
Convincing no one. Lord. Back at the house real quick, the girls are sitting around wondering if Natalie's going to come home. And if she does, what that means about Jason.
Yeah, which I love this conversation. I love how really they were all like, well, I gotta go. If she comes back, I have got to leave.
And they were all on the same page.
Yep.
All of them. They're not about it. So yeah, Jason and Natalie, they head to a nightclub. And Jason surprises her with this whole Double Doors moment. Kate Vogel. I feel like I recognize the name.
Listen, Kate Vogel wants to be Fiona Apple so bad.
It was that kind of vibe.
You heard her singing?
Yeah, yeah.
I thought it was a song from her first album. I was like, what song is this? Is this a cover? Is this a cover artist?
I don't know.
Okay,
she sings. They slow dance. Jason is thinking, you know, I really want to like Natalie, but, and admits just he's just like not into it.
Yeah.
At all. Yeah. And as they're dancing, you could tell she wants him to kiss her, and he ain't doing it.
He's like, nah. Mm-hmm.
It's a no. Time for the date rose, and he basically tells her he can't give it to her.
Yep.
Can't do it. And she questions the hell out of him.
Yeah, yeah.
He basically is like, we just don't have enough in common, like very blatantly so. And she's like, well, what are you looking for? What are you looking for? It's like, bitch, a mother not to you. My son.
Yeah, not you. Not you, girl. You are looking to do all of this. This entire date was a test and a trick, and you fell for it, girl. And you have got to go home.
You've
got to
go. And tells her, he's like, I can tell you're still kind of like exploring yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And that triggered her because she just goes off about how she's so tired of being stereotyped for her looks. And
which he didn't say.
That's not it. You're missing the whole point.
That's not it, girl. Ain't nobody stereotyping you.
No.
You fit the stereotype. That's your fault.
Yeah. You fit right in. Yeah. You fit exactly into the stereotype. And not based on your looks. It's everything you've been saying over the last 6 hours on this date.
Yep.
So she's angry as hell. And as he's walking her out, she's saying how he's keeping all the mean girls around in the house. Mm-hmm. And, even you picked up the rose at the end. They always pick up the rose and then send you home. And she like called him out on that. And as she's going off on her rant, homeboy from jewelry
with the
factory.
White gloves had to come back, security guard, and take them diamonds,
take that necklace off, and kick rocks, bitch. And that was it. And she in her limo ride she was going off too, like,
if
you don't feel a connection with me, who do you even think you are? God, this girl's nuts.
Girl, oh my god. But you know what, she's right for somebody though.
Somebody will be into this.
Yep.
not today, girl. So back at the mansion, the like little PA comes and picks up her bags, and the girls are
so excited.
They are lit. One, because she's gone, but two, because Jason passed the test.
The test of all the girls,
Of all the girls. This was a huge moment for them.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're litty fi litty and having a great ass time that this girl's doing.
Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/2blackgirls1rose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.